Hey, real quick before we get started, if you're someone out there that has an online store or you're starting an online store and you feel overwhelmed and you need help with product selection from USA and domestic suppliers and having an actual store that you can be proud of that actually converts and isn't gimmicky and full of countdown timers and things like that, and running the Facebook ads to get sales, and then learning how to actually read the data with your Facebook ads to get more sales, and then scale up when the time is right, well, we want to help with that. So what we do is we have what we call a one-to-one store acceleration call. It's a free call with our team. It'll be a strategist on our team, and they'll walk you through what we call our sales success recipe. It's the framework we use when we start and grow online stores. And if you like what you hear, they'll tell you about how we can work together one-to-one to help you grow your online store. Go to storerecipe.com. That's storerecipe.com. You can read over the page and then schedule a call with our team. Let's dive in. So today's podcast title is not meant to be taken literally, all right? So the literal meaning of a vegetarian doesn't eat meat is obvious. Vegetarians don't eat meat. But this podcast is about business, it's about life, it's about entrepreneurship and everything in between. And that's the purpose of that quote. And in fact, a couple years back, I was working with Craig Ballantine, it's either Ballantine or Ballantine, from Early to Rise. And I remember seeing him put this quote down somewhere. I don't know if it was in an email or a newsletter or what, but I loved it because of the meaning behind it. And what he was basically saying is most people, when they make commitments, they are, I guess for lack of a better term, kind of half-ass commitments. They are, okay, this is what I want to do, but I may screw up, right? So take the typical example of somebody starting a diet. It's like, all right, starting tomorrow, I'm gonna go on a diet. Or starting tomorrow, I'm gonna work out. Or tomorrow, I'm gonna start this new idea for my business. But they're not 100% at all cost committed. It's kind of a half in, half out. If it goes well, then great. If it doesn't, then great. But what he meant by that quote is, under no circumstances does a vegetarian eat meat. It does not matter if they're at a barbecue with friends and they're outside and it's a beautiful day and they can smell the hamburgers on the grill, some steaks, and everybody's eating. And the host says, can I get you a burger? The vegetarian says, no, they don't take the burger. The host says, oh, come on, they're great. They're cooked perfectly. They're so good. Everybody's like, come on, try one. They're so good. The vegetarian just does not eat meat. It's like, it's not even a consideration. It's not like they have to go through an internal battle with themselves on whether or not to give in. It's just an absolute that they don't eat meat. Therefore, they don't have to go through that internal dialogue on whether to keep their commitment or not. So compare that to the average person that makes a commitment and they constantly have to go against the inner dialogue. I'm gonna give up sweets. And then the next weekend, I'm at a birthday party and somebody says, oh, you gotta try this cake, it's amazing. Everybody's eating cake, it's so good. And the internal dialogue might say, oh, I'll just take a bite of cake, no big deal. But you have to tell yourself, no, just like the vegetarian doesn't eat meat under no circumstances, when you make commitments that you truly believe in and want to adhere to, then you have to basically treat them like the vegetarian that doesn't eat meat. Same in your business. If you're going to commit to do something in your business, commit to setting up new campaigns, to whatever it is. I don't care what it is, to writing a blog post. And then somebody calls you up and says, hey, you know, we're doing this, or somebody messaged you on Facebook and they're trying to get into a conversation. If you truly commit to what you want to accomplish, or commit to what's important to you, like the vegetarian commits to not eating meat, then that's the only way. You have to have absolutes on the things that are important that you want to commit to. So under no circumstances do you change your mind, no matter how enticing the alternative is, no matter how innocent it seems to go against what your original commitment is. Always remember, the vegetarian does not eat meat.